Welcome back here. Scotty Wash, Johnny P, Mark with a C, special guest Laura, intern Steve, and now we're joined by our good friend from NHL94.com, Evan Eldridge. Evan, how you doing today, bud?
Great. How you guys doing?
Hey, you there.
Cool. So, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
They have been so excited all week just to talk to you, just so you know.
It's crazy. And before we get into just the specifics, just tell us a little bit about the history of the website and how it all came to be.
Sure. Well, you know, as you can imagine, I went to check out who's got NHL94.com because I've been obsessed with the game pretty much since it came out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no one had it, so I contacted the person who had it. It turned out to be some strange Asian person. I don't even know if it was a company or a person, but I managed to, you know, communicate with them enough to get the website.
For $3.
No, actually, I think it was like $100 or $200.
Wow.
Lord.
But it was worth it, you know.
Well worth it.
Of course.
Absolutely. And I think I've had it since about 3 or 4 years, and only recently has it really begun to explode with, you know, people coming on and, you know, talking and being part of the community. I think that's been getting pretty big in about, I don't know, the last year and a half, I'd say.
That's incredible.
What's the appeal? I mean, is this because EA put it in their 2006 disc? Is it because people are heavy into the nostalgia of video games? I mean, it's a decade or so after its release, and this thing's the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Well, you know, if you've played it, like I'm sure, you know, most people have, it's the best hockey game, you know, to date, as far as just overall fun, believe it or not, realistic.
Yeah.
I feel it's the most realistic game that I've ever played as far as a hockey game goes.
Well, it's actually one of those things. I mean, the kids that grew up in that time period when Nintendo was actually, the original Nintendo was real big, and then it started moving into the Super Nintendo and all that stuff. Those are the same kids that followed this and grew up with this game, basically. I mean, I remember countless days and weeks and months that Mark and I played massive games of NHL 94 that normally went to like two or three overtimes and ended with a controller getting smashed, but
yeah,
you know, something like that.
Usually into someone's head.
Yeah.
Those games were brutal.
I mean, we got, you know, the average age is definitely, you know, the kids who were playing it when they were like 12, 13, 15 at the time, you know, for the most part, you always get the kids who are like 15 and come on now and, you know, they say they've been playing it for a while and it's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Been, but welcome aboard.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask, because I didn't have a Sega Genesis growing up, and I'm a little biased because John and I used to play on the Super Nintendo all the time. Which version do you prefer?
Well, I've always played it on Genesis, and I probably didn't even know it was on Super Nintendo for maybe, you know, up until a few years ago.
Oh,
I played
really?
It on both. I've played enough on both to give it a good, you know, comparison. And I don't know how people who play the Super Nintendo version can say that it's superior, because the Genesis version, I think, just has it all. But, you know, both versions are just good.
You couldn't make people's head bleed on the Super Nintendo one.
No, you couldn't.
I believe that's 93 that you can only do that in.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, all this time. We thought that was 94.
NHL 94 has no blood and no fighting, yet it still remains the best one of the series.
But you could check people over the boards into the penalty boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check people into the penalty boxes.
You can break glass.
Break one pane of glass.
The same one.
Yeah, just that one.
What's better about the Genesis version than the... Because I've only ever played on Nintendo. So what makes it better?
The big difference is the speed. The Super Nintendo version, I feel, is a little too fast. And I just feel you have, you know, general control with the Genesis version more so than the Super Nintendo version. Hmm. But both are, you know, still fun to play.
Absolutely.
I play both online and enjoy it.
Hmm. I had a Genesis all my life, and all you Super Nintendo players can suck it. Anyway.
Thanks, right?
But what else did the Genesis even have to offer?
Well, all right, let's not get into this right now. We're not getting into a Genesis versus Super Nintendo.
No brand war.
Someone could get hurt.
No, the site, NHL 94 is open to, you know, all types, all consoles, you know.
There you go. And even now, you can get it on your computer any way you want it. Which brings us to the leagues that have been forming. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. There's actually been leagues going on before I even got really heavy into the, you know, this stuff. But the league that we have going on through, you know, me and you guys helped me out. This is like our second season doing it, and the explosion happened. You know, the amount of people who wanted to play just grew so fast that we went from like, you know, two divisions, or I think we even had one. But right now we got, you know, it's like a ridiculous amount. We have like 40 teams, and I have about 20 people on a waiting list right now to play.
Good sweet lord.
Now, do people get to choose their teams, or do you assign teams, or how does that work?
This time around, everyone gave me a list of their preferences. You know, I want to be, you know, Detroit first, Chicago second, Ottawa last type thing.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, in the order that they were, that they registered, you know, I gave them a team. So the first guy who registered gets the first choice, and then down the list.
And we're obviously dealing with original rosters here, no updated rosters whatsoever.
Right, this is the original unedited game that we have going here, although there are other leagues going on that have all sorts of edits. You know, we have, there's actually a league in Finland that they use the updated ROM, you know, with current players, current teams, colors, which is, you know, something that, you know, if you're into the game, you definitely got to check out. There's also a 2-on-2 league that's forming, I believe, you know, very soon, actually, if you go to the forum, you'll notice that, you know, that's going to be happening very soon. They actually edited the ROM to only have two skaters aside.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, a tag team kind of thing.
Well, actually, well, it is. It's going to be, you know, like, it could be me and you versus two other players all playing at the same time on a, you know, two skaters aside ROM.
Now that's beautiful. Yeah, high scoring.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Fun.
Especially in 2-on-2.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring it on.
And these like hacks, I guess you can call them, and different ROMs, you know, how much do they, you know, kind of bring an extra thing to the game? Because I've seen some stuff like on the forums there, like some video highlights of the old Kings uniforms and the old Whalers uniforms. I mean, is that just a unique touch to different people's games?
Sure. You know, once you get the idea that you can edit the game, you know, the possibilities are practically endless as far as what rosters to do, what era, you know, if you want to make the greatest teams from the 80s or, you know, you name it, you can pretty much create that in the game.
Joys of the internet, I tell you.
Yeah, seriously. I thought I would have to go to, like, GameStop or whatever that store is to go, because I sold my Super Nintendo a long time ago. Funko Land.
I still have mine. Or Jackie.
That's one of the... I immediately regretted that decision as soon as I got to college.
Yeah.
It's, you know, actually, if you've played both versions, if you've played, you know, the version on the actual console, whether it's Super Nintendo or Genesis, or, you know, you just, and then you play the ROM version, it's really two totally different feels to it. It's hard to explain, but, the ROM simulation is a little slower, and, you know, it's just something to get used to. And even more so when you play online versus other people, you know, there's always the lag factor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people who think that they can do really well on the console usually come to the, you know, online play and have to get used to it. It's like a totally different game.
It's incredible.
Definitely. And I mean, look at it, just looking through the main page of the website, not even going really in depth. I mean, you click on the logos at the top here, you get the ratings, which I think we've used many times before on... when referencing to people, so that's definitely great reference for us in the show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just all the artwork and card sets and everything. I mean, how hard was it to get, because I'm looking at like the card sets that you have and the artwork that you've scanned and everything like that, how hard was that to obtain? Because there's a lot of stuff from overseas.
Yeah, the card set was interesting. One of the guys on the forum who I've talked to for a while now, he's, you know, his name's Don. He always comes out with these, you know, ridiculous things I never even heard of, and that was one of them. He's like, check this out. It was actually on eBay. It was that card set was being sold on eBay. I never heard of it. And, you know, of course, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I got to try to bid on it. So, actually, I did, and of course, I got it. So I took the time to scan them all in, because, you know, that, you know, an NHL 94 card set, how many games now, you know, can you find stuff like that for?
None.
It was just, I couldn't believe it. And as this game goes on year by year, the things that happen that you just can't believe just continue. You know, new bugs you find in the game. You know, that's another thing that makes the game amazing is all the bugs and quirks in the game.
Yeah, one of the bugs that I found early on in my NHL 94 career was if you pause the game a lot when the puck was in the air, it slowed it down just enough. I actually shot one from my own blue line one time, and I kept pausing it as it was over top of the goal, the other team's goal, and I got it to drop in the net. It was pretty sweet. Have you found that one yet? Maybe that's just the Super Nintendo version. Put that on your list. Huh?
Is that Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played that version enough to find a lot of the bugs. That's one of them. Hey, you might have found one for me.
Sweet.
Attaboy, Mark.
That's right. I'm always helping anywhere I can.
Those years wasted in front of the game console served you well.
What I think is ironic about that is that you're cheating the goalie, and you're a goalie.
Hey,
but he wasn't at the time.
Yeah, at the time I was just a little brother he strapped up in catcher's shin pads. And
he was just a guy we shot a puck at. He wasn't a goalie.
Tied him to a pole. And.
Well, that changes things.
Yeah, definitely. But in any case, NHL94.com is the place to go. Evan, thanks a lot, buddy, for coming on and you know, basically keeping this site alive and well and everything.
Reliving
like that.
Our childhood.
That's right.
Yeah, reliving our childhood for us.
I have to give thanks to, you know, everyone who's become a major part of the community because they're the ones helping me out and keeping it going, too.
And if you guys want to join the community out there, NHL94.com, there's a little link there to the forum. Go ahead and sign up and relive everything. And, hey, maybe get into a league there, or at least get it on a waiting list and all other fun stuff. But go check it out. And, Evan, thanks again, buddy.
No problem. I think you guys should get in on the next league.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah. Sign me up.
I'll get in a league from my work if I have to. I'll risk getting fired for this.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
If
people from my work are listening, I'm just kidding. I don't play games at work, I swear.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Mark does absolutely no work, so don't worry about that.
Hey. If anybody does no work here, it's me.
It's actually me. I haven't had a job in 2 years. So
touché.
Take that. Touché. Anyway.
You win.
But we'll definitely try to get... I know Mark will because he's just chomping at the bit right now.
Yes.
So, anyway, thanks again, bud, and hopefully we'll catch up to you down the road.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Yep, thanks.
No problem. Evan Elridge, NHL94.com is the place to go. When we come back, we'll get into all the news for the week, what doctors are making money off of the Philadelphia Flyers, some change in front office, and all the other fun stuff after this. Faceoff Hockey Show, faceoffhockeyshow.com. Stay with us.
Hey there, Scotty Wild from the Baseball Hockey Show, the podcast that thinks it's a radio show. Or is it the other way around? Well, regardless of that whole ordeal, you obviously know about the show and the podcast, but if you checked out FaceoffHockeyShow.com lately, we have a new store that you can access from the site that has everything from the classic logo shirt to the I Heart Jimmy Chunky Butter shirt for all the ladies out there. But that's not all. You can also access the Faceoff Hockey Show blog that is updated whenever you feel something is noteworthy or out of the blue. So check out FaceoffHockeyShow.com and make your Faceoff Hockey Show experience that much more enjoyable. Who knows? You might learn something.
Hi, Vincent Cavalier.
Hi, Martin Brodeur.
Alexander Ayechkin.
Joe Thornton. Promise never to be an asshole.
I will play both ends of the ice.
Fight for every loose puck.
I will sacrifice my body for my team.
I will always choose grit over flash.
Substance over style.
I will work and sweat and suffer
so that come game time, my team could shine.
I am a CCM hockey player.